questions, comments.
This is George.
Yes, George.
I have a question. A lot of times the agams were related to trees, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so could trees be like a time capsule for the spirit of giants? Could there be, why would they use these tree agams? Why would that be something that there seems to be a message somehow connected to trees and giants? Because
and the agams are from Africa?
That's old Irish.
Agam is old Irish, all right. Well, you know there are many stories in the European continent about, and some in North America, but many of them come from the European continent, where once an old oak tree or an old tree has finally died or been uprooted or something, and one of the, let's say, farmers or local agriculture people end up digging around in the roots of a tree, they often find what? The skeleton of a giant. And perhaps if it's very, very old, they don't find the entire skeleton. They may find the molars, the teeth, that are quite large. There are stories when people have claimed to have found teeth that exceeded your teeth by 100% in size.
But under a tree?
Under a tree. Now, Karen M. wrote an article quite a few years ago about a tree, and she's getting it being republished in a news magazine or something on Long Island, so compliments to you. But do you remember what you wrote about the tree, how the tree's roots are in one reality? Mm-hmm. The trunk is present, and then the branches are quite cosmic, yes?
Right.
They reach up into the heavens. So the giants understood that your feet are antennas that connect you with the earth, that the trees actually serve as cosmic earth antennas. They are the ones that join heaven and earth energies together. And trees were quite revered, and tradition was that when someone who was of great stature and great being no longer was on the planet, they were buried, and a tree was planted to grow, let's say, and be nourished from their body. Today you have the tradition, especially the Jews will plant a tree in Israel in someone's name, or sometimes people just do that in their yard or whatever, but it is stemming from a very, very old tradition of the giants. The giants felt that they would live again through the tree, and that they could broadcast their knowledge, and that even though they were dead and buried body-wise under the tree, that their consciousness could reach through the roots, up the trunk, and out into the stars. It was a way for the giants to go home, many of whom longed desperately to journey back into the stars, and for many reasons they could not do so. So planting a tree and growing themselves under a tree was a way of reaching again into the stars. There is an old Slavic saying, you know, how does it go? It says, be humble, for you are of the earth. Be noble, for you are of the stars. Earth and stars. Questions, comments?
This is Alan. When we planted that tree for Arbor Day, I had gotten a long time ago that tradition of putting a gold coin around the roots of a tree. And I always understood that it was sort of your way of saying to the tree, you know, we value you, and so we're willing, it's like a sacrifice, in other words. We're willing to sacrifice something of great value, being a gold coin.
Let's say give an offering.
an offering of that sort.
And let's say this, that burying giants, or burying a giant with gold, and then planting, let's say, an oak acorn. Oaks were very powerful. Planting an acorn at the head was also with a coin of gold. Sometimes the gold coins were placed on the eyes.